Thank you very much. It was very interesting. I have two questions, actually. The first one, you said that this golden access bid is now for half price, but half price, you announced it, it is almost 1,500.
So that means
that in 3 years, maybe...
In 3 years, it could be very well likely be 3,000.
And then it is becoming completely comparable to prices of commercial publishers.
Absolutely.
That means, in a way, you are confirming that... commercial publishers are just publications. Publications are not making money from it. That's not worrisome.
Well, the AMS staff, in particular, the executive director, whose name is Don McClure, and there's a publisher who. These are people who were mathematicians, but they're full-time employees of the AMS. Their salaries come completely from the MS. Their calculations are that the cost of processing the articles, a long article, would be approximately $3,000. And I think Siam has the same. So of course, any of these costs are subject to manipulation, one might say. How much of the overhead of the whole society is built into those costs? My understanding is that what makes producing electronic journals expensive for free by the scientists, of course, there aren't very many costs. However, as soon as you get involved with people costs, people are expensive. I mean, not only their salaries, but the overheads, the benefits, everything else. So if you figure in people costs, then apparently roughly $3,000. Well, that will more than cover the cost, but it will make them a small profit. So I would say probably then the commercial publishers Siam, as I say, charges at the moment $2,500. If somebody wants their article to be open access rather than and just on the web. So I suspect that is the order of money that the publishers are viewing as basically economically viable and economically desirable.